Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800 presents The Finnegan Quiz Show, because we know you do know Jack. Connect now at 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, or toll free 800-491-CJAD. Here's your host, CJAD's Jack Finnegan.
What a beautiful day to play the quiz here on CJD. I'm Jack Finnegan with you until 4. First of all, let's get first things first. Telephone number to call is 790-0991. That will put you in touch with the quiz. All right, let's get going here on this fabulous day. This is a great day for traveling around the countryside, be it the townships, up north, whatever. All right, today, Sean Kovacs putting it all together for our producer, Howie, who's on vacation. Paul Mullen screening all of your phone calls and awarding all of the prizes. And also questions from one of our outside reporters, Gene Hudson. And what do we have today? We got everything. Television themes, audio quiz, the scrambled songs, the TV, the movie clips. That's all part of audio quiz. Sports, general, musical lyrics from the 60s and 70s, The Simpsons, TV advertising, the ER quiz, emergency room quiz, and Coronation Street, and whatever else I can find. But first of all, again, the numbers to call, if you want to get in on the all the fun first, 790-0991. First caller is Seymour. Hi, Seymour.
Hi, Jack.
What a day.
Now, you said you're going to be on till 4. What does that mean?
Oh, God, did I say that?
Yes.
I'm on from 4 till 6.
That's what I thought.
Thank you for catching me very quickly. You've straightened me up. I don't know what's wrong with me. All right, you want a bonus question right off the bat.
Right.
From our bonus category, how about this? I'm trying to find you a good one here. What nation was second only to the U.S. in Internet users by the year 2000? Internet users. The U.S. was number one. This country was number two in the year 2000. What country am I looking for?
Canada?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, well, you have to give the answer.
I am. I'm going to give the answer right now. The nation we're looking for was Japan. Canada was pretty high, but we don't have the population. Let's go to Michael on line number 2. Hello, Michael. Welcome to CJAD.
Hey, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike. Sports for you, huh?
Please.
I got a brand new game. I went out the other day and bought a brand new game with a... Oh, God, I got a million questions here.
You do, eh?
Oh, I got all brand new questions here.
I see.
Here we go.
I hope they're not too tricky.
How about this? Who became the third major leaguer after Babe Ruth?
Yes.
And Jimmy Fox.
Yes.
To slam at least 35 home runs and 100 RBIs in 7 straight years.
Who became the third player?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. He's still playing today. Who became the third major leaguer after Babe Ruth, Jimmy Fox, to slam at least 35 home runs and 100 RBIs in 7 straight seasons? He's still playing the wonderful game of baseball.
He's still playing?
Yep.
The National League?
I'm trying to think. Give me a second. I'm going to check with somebody who might know.
Yeah, just check.
National.
National?
National, I guess. If I give you the team, I give you the player, because he's, you know.
Would it be Sammy Sosa?
That's who it is. Are they National or American?
That's the National League.
Okay. Thank God. I didn't want to be caught in that situation. Hold on for a second. You're a qualifier.
You.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa. The quizmaster. What league is he in? There's only two to choose from. Well, I don't really know. Is he in the International League? Anyway, that's the answer we're looking for. I'll give all the answers now, so that way we just clear them right off. Because some people get frustrated when I don't give the answers. And I don't want to frustrate anybody. I got no time for that. Let me see. Let's go to Doug with the Cornwall bonus. Hi, Doug.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I feel fine. Thank you very much.
That's good. You know, I'm so glad it's warm. You know how cold it was last week?
I'm ready to go.
Oh, okay, because I wanted to do a Johnny Carson. But
No. I mean, give it to me.
Oh, it was so cold, I saw a lawyer with his hand in his own pocket.
Lawyers are the brunt of many bad jokes, aren't they?
Yes, and by the way, Sammy Sosa, you're right on both counts. He is a National League, but probably by Wednesday he'll be with Baltimore.
You know, it's not like the old days in baseball, is it?
No.
Or hockey, when you had a player with you for life in your hometown team.
Well, yeah, we remember those days.
Cornwall bonus question. All right, I will give you this. What does WAP stand for in the world of cell phones and pagers? WAP.
W.
You know something? I'll tell you, Doug, I don't like the question.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it at all.
Thank you.
So I'll give you something else that you and I both like, perhaps. Here we go. What virus was Uganda's Matthew Lukuya famed for fighting before he died of it in 2000?
Ebola.
Good for you. Can you hold on for a second?
I can. Thank you very much.
You are a qualifier, by the way. Your name goes in the prize draw. If you win and you're a bonus prize winner, you can win two prizes. And I'll tell you what the prizes are in just a minute. 4:15 here at CJAD.
To speak with Jack, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility and 800-491-CJAD.
By the way, we're giving away today DVD copies of Walt Disney's Mulan number 2. The Chinese folktale lives on in this sequel to Disney's Mulan. After protecting her beloved country from the Huns, Mulan receives an unexpected marriage proposal from General Shang. With thanks to Walt Disney Home Entertainment, we also have a $60 gift certificate to a fabulous restaurant any time of the year, but especially so in the winter, the Alpenhaus, the home of fabulous Swiss food. Hence the name Alpenhaus, which is the way they spell house in Switzerland, H-A-U-S. Come on to my house to come on. The Alpenhaus Restaurant on St. Mark, just around the corner from St. Catherine. One of our games today is the Quizler, and here's our producer, Sean Kovacs, to tell us a little bit about the Quizler.
Thank you very much, Jack. Today, the Quizler, the topic is women in television. And just to give everybody a little teaser, here's a question. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, or Thiessen, is best known as Sweet Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell. What was the name of her nasty character on Beverly Hills 90210?
Women in television. Back to the phone we go here with CJD. Peter's on line number 3. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Me house and shoe house. Yeah. Television themes, please.
Television themes. This can be something anywhere in the last 20 years. It can be a current theme or as far back as 20 years ago.
Well, hopefully I know it, yeah.
Here we go. This is the one we've chosen for you.
Oh, boy.
The show is still on.
Yeah, I know that.
Still going strong. I watch it sometimes. I like to match wits with some of the people on the show. I've just given you a big clue.
Yeah, this is... if nobody knows this, they should be shot in the head. This is the theme from Jeopardy.
You got it.
Jeopardy.
I like the way you stall for time, too. It came to you finally. Good for you.
I do it anyway. Yeah.
Can you hold on for a second? You are a qualifier. Okay, 790-0991. John is next to go. Hi, John. You're on CJAD.
Yes, sir.
How are you? You want television themes, huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we have any. Did you find that television themes clip? Tell you what we have. We have random audio. That can be anything. It'd be a...
Okay, yeah. Well, we can go with that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's either a television voice, a movie voice, or something from the world of music. Here we go.
Ooh.
There you have it. Is that a TV show we're looking for?
Do you think I can hear that one?
Oh, we'll hear the one. Hear this. John, what you got's a scramble song. It's not that easy, but we'd like to make them difficult for guys who are as good as you are.
I have no idea what that is.
No idea? Thanks for trying, John.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we'll put that away because they don't come up right away. You can't ask for that one now because that just goes back in the mix. It can come up next week, the week after, whatever. So if you ask for that, we'll just call it the audio video today, or audio quiz today. It can be anything because we're kind of running out of television theme. So we'll just make it, when you say audio quiz, it can be something from a TV show, even a line from a TV show or an actor's voice or from a movie or from whatever. Or a scrambled piece of music. It could be anything at all. Television commercials on line 6 for Stephen. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Jack.
How are you with lyrics to songs from the 60s or 70s?
Okay.
Are you? I'll give you an easy one, too. Do you want the 60s or the 70s?
I'll take the 60s.
All right. Here it is. Big, big popular hit. The year was 1965, as a matter of fact. With sweet love and devotion, sharing my emotion. I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you were. A singer out of Detroit, one of the big singers out of Detroit.
Sounds kind of familiar, but it's hard to place it when you hear it talked instead of sung.
With sweet love and devoted sharing my emotion,
I closed my eyes at night wondering where would I be without you in my life. I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you were. He recorded for Motown, big, big star back in the 60s.
Motown, then it must be Stevie Wonder.
Thanks for trying, but it was in fact Marvin Gaye. Thanks for trying, Steve. Marvin Gaye, 1965, the song was How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. All right, Mario is next. Hi, Mario.
Hello.
Welcome to CJD. You wanted the general category, right?
Yes.
Okay, general category. What do adjoining nations share the telephone country code of one? What two adjoining nations share the telephone country code of one?
I have no clue.
You have no clue?
No, I don't know.
Oh, thanks for trying.
Sorry.
Actually, you live in one, Canada. And the other country is the U.S. When you call the U.S., you always have to dial one first, as is the case when you call Canada, one. All right, in Montreal, it's 4:30. Jack Finnegan here with you. And Tanya, if you want to hold on, we'll come back with your bonus question in just a minute here on CJAD.
Now more of CJAD's Finnegan Quiz Show on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Jack, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility and 800-491-CJAD.
All right, welcome back on a Sunday afternoon, and we have Tanya on the line who wants a bonus question. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Welcome to CJAD.
Thanks.
Here's one for you. This is entertainment.
Entertainment.
Sure, from the world of movies. What
Okay.
Yeah. What Hollywooder starred in Wolf, The Witches of Eastwick, and Batman Returns? What Hollywood star starred in Wolf, The Witches of Eastwick, and Batman Returns?
Jack Nicholson?
I knew you'd say that. In fact, the answer is Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah. Thanks a lot. I would have said the very same thing, but I was trying to figure which one of those did... Jack Nicholson wasn't in Wolf, was he? I don't know. But it was Michelle Pfeiffer anyway. Let's go to Carl, wants the Quizler question. Hi, Carl. Welcome to CJD.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. The Quizler. Did you want the one we've already asked or something new?
No, the one that he asked on the air there.
Okay, here we go. Tiffany Amber Thiessen is best known as Sweet Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell. What was the name of her nasty character on Beverly Hills 90210?
Valerie Malone.
Can you hold on for a second?
Yep.
You are a qualifier. Valerie Malone, during her stint on 90210, Valerie slept with Brandon, Dylan, Steve, David, Colin, Noah, and Ray. But she was, in fact, looking for Bill. Are you Bill? No, I'm Ray. Oh. Are you Bill? No, I'm Noah. Oh, God, this is terrible. You're Bill. No, I'm David.